This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, breeding bull behavior is often an important measure. Tell us why that is important.
It's a really important part of observation of bulls is just to monitor their desire to breed, and we call that libido. It's not something that is measured during a breeding soundness exam, and it's something that we have to be measuring just by watching bull behavior and watching their willingness to breed. We know that this is especially important when we think about multi-sire pastures. If we have several bulls in a pasture and we have varying degrees of willingness to breed amongst bulls.
All right, good stuff. And hey, we'll have more on breeding bull behavior when we come back.
Skydancer Casino and Resort presents a night of gaming and entertainment with country superstar Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. Join him for an outdoor concert July 12th. Tickets for this country superstar are only $70, but will increase to $75 30 days before the show. So go to SkyDancerCasino.com to buy your tickets early and save.
From the oil field to the wheat field, some of your big trucks are sure to get dinged. So for light body damage and refinishing to bigger collision repairs, Jerome's Collision Center in Minot repairs many types of large chassis vehicles and semis. With the area's only 50-foot bake spray booth, expect the most durable quality paint finish. For almost 50 years, we've been built for big jobs and efficient turnaround times for you. That's Jerome's Collision Center in Minot. Talking breeding bull behavior today on Ag Issues with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, social dominance can be a two-edged sword, right?
Yes, we want bulls that have a high libido and a high desire to breed cows. But where some of the social dominance maybe issues come in is when we have a physically dominant, aggressive bull that might prevent other bulls in your pasture from breeding cows. We think about how that might impact the entire herd reproductive performance in a situation where maybe a socially dominant bull is not fertile and he's breeding cows and preventing a fertile bull that's less dominant from breeding cows. So those are kind of some things to be sure and watch for throughout the breeding season. And if you do notice these issues, you can make maybe smaller breeding groups for fewer bulls in a group of cows. Of course, then you have to think about logistics of water availability and fences. But just keep an eye out for those bull breeding behaviors and try to prevent any injuries that way or decrease reproductive performance in your herd.
All right, good stuff, Lacey. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Jerome's Collision Center in Minot, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky is the limit. And enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.